1230 WSOO. It is 9:12 now on a rainy Monday morning. We're at 61 or 16. And on the phone, it's Kevin Kalchuk, the new president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center. Sue, this is your second official interview with us here, and welcome back to the airways, Kevin. Good to talk to you again.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So how are things going at My Michigan Medical Center, Sue?
Oh, overall, I think it's going really well. We have some difficult times with staffing that I'd like to talk about or share with the community a little bit more. But we're, of course, still in the integration with My Michigan Health. And, everybody's really excited about it. It creates a lot of extra work for everybody. But long term, we think it's going to be the best avenue for our community and making sure that we can sustain and grow our healthcare services here. And then I guess for me, the transition for me is going good. I'm going to always miss having Dave here in the hospital with us, and he's keeping in touch and keeping, kind of the pulse of things that are going still. I talk to him frequently, but everything's going well.
Well, I would think that as you transition into the position that he had for so many years, to be able to have that phone number and to be able to give him a call and have him available whenever you need to, I guess that's probably got to be a little reassuring as you take over the reins.
Absolutely. David's here for the hospital and the community always, and, I've worked with him for 17 years, and he's a good friend, and I know I can reach out to him, or anybody can reach out to him anytime they wanted to.
Absolutely. We're talking to Kevin Kalchuk, the new president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center. So, Kevin, before we went on the air, you said that you wanted to talk about an incident that happened recently at the hospital.
Yeah, I want to talk about just how our public perceives primary care as general, just in how we treat our staff and so forth, and I'll get into that a little bit. But we had a serious event last week where we actually had a threat called in to our hospital against our staff. And, of course, we took that very seriously, and we shut down one part of our facility, and we went to a kind of a secured situation for the other areas. And, we did that because we care about the staff and our patients here, but also wanted to be cognizant of the individuals that had appointments. So people manned our doors. We got in touch with local law enforcement right away. And within about an hour and a half to 2 hours, the law enforcement were able to reach out and, contact the individual that did that and take appropriate measures. And we were back up to full operations. But I just want to touch on it quickly because I know that our staff, they were concerned at the time, and I didn't know what the community heard. So everything, law enforcement stepped up very quickly and came and helped us, and our staff did a great job to continue to take care of our community.
Well, and I don't know, the whole situation, and I know that there's certain things that you can and can't say about it, but I would think that as you serve the public, sometimes the public perhaps perceives the way they should be treated, and if they're not getting what they think that they should be getting or whatever, that might be might raise some ire, some people that think that they know better than the doctors, I guess, or whatever. I don't know the whole situation, but that sounds like it sounds like that could be a pretty scary situation for doctors and nurses who are just there to take care of people.
It is, and it makes it difficult for us to we're already having a tough time getting staff in to help us take care of the patients and our community. And when individuals in general, are short-tempered with our staff or, treat them poorly, it doesn't make for an environment that people want to be in healthcare. And, it's a stressful situation for all levels of our care team.
But nobody was hurt. There was no accident. So that's good. So,
absolutely.
Maybe just people feel frayed nerves and everything, I would imagine, and people just having to calm down, I guess, just to relax.
Yeah, and I think it's important, our primary care, we, as Dr. Ockenfels-Mackey and Tetzloff and Dr. Chander and Dr. O'Connor have joined us over the past year, and that was really a result of, to allow them to just focus on their patients and not have to worry about all the staffing issues that everybody's having. And we're doing our best to staff them appropriately, but it's tough to get into primary care right now. If you're trying to newly establish, it's probably out into November, December at least. And if you have a primary care provider already, you're probably going to wait a month. We do have acute appointments, but we're doing our best, and we continue to try to recruit more. You know, we know at some point those physicians that have taken care of our community for 30 years are going to retire. But so one of the good news is that we have Dr. Balaraman that's going to come in and help in September. He's coming over from Minnesota, and he's primary care, and he'll be joining us. So we're just going to continue to try to get more staff to take care of both the providers and the community, and get more of our community be able to have the encounters they need. Primary care is very important.
And I assume you still have that medical assistant program that you're kind of doing the education part of and helping to maybe people. It's kind of like you get a paid training type of job where you can actually at the end of it be like a medical assistant and work in the doctor's offices.
Absolutely. We anytime somebody joins that, we have them start out and they get paid, get health benefits from day one, and they train in our physician's offices to be a medical assistant. And you know, they don't have to pay for the course; they get trained and continue on for us. And it's great opportunity. And we're going to continue to do more and more of that. Hopefully, trying to reach out to Lake State with the nursing program and you know, other local programs, even, you know, Bay Mills as well.
And are you getting people enrolled in that medical assistance program? Are you getting some traction in there?
We are. I mean, we are, but it's slow. We wish it would go faster.
For sure. Yeah. Well, it's.
I mean, if we're getting 1 or 2 a month, we want it to be 3 or 4 a month.
Oh, for sure. And what is your how short are you on staffing? I mean, percentage wise. I mean, how many? I mean, you need like 25% more nurses or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. We actually do a staffing look every month, every couple weeks. We look at it, and all areas of our staff are short: housekeeping, nursing, dietary, MAs, LPNs, ultrasound techs. And I'd say a lot of them have more than a 30% occupancy rate. So we're down well over 30%.
That's got to be.
And when you're down 30%, it's hard to take care of, you know, all the things you need to. And you know, we continue to put patient, you know, care first, of course, but it makes it more difficult.
And it's probably stressful for the staff that's there because they feel they've got to pick up the slack and maybe, you know, work a little bit harder to get people through. And sometimes that's tough for them too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And at a time where, again, it's hard to get healthcare workers. It's hard to get workers. It's hard to get healthcare workers. And, you know, burnout in the healthcare field is real.
Sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Kevin Kalchak, the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center, Sue, joining us here this morning. Kevin, what else is happening at the hospital? I know that we talked a little bit about the transition we did with Dave while he was winding down and everything about the transition to My Michigan Medical Center, Sue. And what are some of the things that are happening now that people might notice as we get into the month of August?
Well, I think that at the end of August and beginning of September, you should start to see more signage changes. People probably already saw the transition from fast care to easy care, which is part of the My Michigan walk-in clinic side of things. So that is starting. Another thing that it was rolled out, if you have a primary care physician within our system, whether it's Cedarville, Drummond, or you know, the Dr. O'Connor and Mackey and all those guys, we started to have a primary on call starting August 9th. So that'll be rolled out to everybody that has established primary care with our providers, and we're excited about that. You know, our facility, master facility plan, is going to go a little bit slower. We're going to finish that in October, November. And that's really when we try to look at what services our community needs and where we're going to invest dollars into buildings to make sure that those needs are met and really change things there. But that's a slower process because, you know, with architectural and planning and building and everything else, that's going to be a little bit slower.
Well, and I would imagine, too, you want to make sure you get it right. So you probably want to make sure every stone's turned and make sure you're looking at every little specific thing to make sure that you're really, wherever you're going to spend the dollars, you're spending them, you know, appropriately and something that's really going to meet a need in the community.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else you want to add, Kevin, or anything else happening that we should be aware of? How about the, I know you mentioned the one new primary care physician is coming from Minnesota. Any other new physicians coming this fall that we should be aware of?
I think that we've probably touched on them, but I'd like to, you know, touch on them very quickly. We have Dr. Poplawski. He's a general surgeon. He's very well trained, and he's coming to the community starting in September. And he's going to be, you know, supporting Dr. Reckner and Adair and McCullough. Mm-hmm. You know, they do a lot of on-call. I don't know if the public really realizes that they're on-call one out of every three nights really right now.
Wow.
So that we can support our ER in trauma situations. And that's a big, you know, toll on those, you know, those individuals, those surgeons personally. So we're happy to have him join us and help support that service. We have Dr. Sardar, the oncologist. He'll be starting in middle of September, I believe, and he'll be joining Dr. Muhammad and Krzyzewski. That they're a lot of the telemedicine, but Dr. Sardar will live and breathe here in the Sioux, which we're excited for that.
For sure.
And then the other one is Megan Eby. I think we talked about her. She's a local Sioux High grad that's coming back and is internal medicine, but's going to be working as a hospitalist with another one of our local Sioux High grads, Dr. Vishnu Chander. So we're excited to, you know, get some of our Sioux High grads or any of our Eastern Upper Peninsula grads back here, and you know, after they are successful in med school or nursing school or whatever, we're glad to have them back.
Absolutely, that's always exciting when you hear, you know, somebody's gone away to medical school and they've done that. They moved away and spent a lot of time doing their training, and then they want to come back and be a part of the community. That's exciting. I know. Certainly for the hospital, I think for the community too, because it's, again, somebody who's familiar with the area and obviously loves it enough to come back and establish some roots here.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's great. Well, it sounds like things are going, I mean, I think that it's, you know, sometimes we go back to that incident and everything. It's got to be frustrating because, again, you're just trying to give people health care. You're trying to make people feel better, you know, and to have somebody, you know, pose type of a threat to the people that are just trying to do good. You know, it's got to be frustrating for you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning it today and let me talk about it, because it's not a majority of the people that act that way. It's 1%.
Sure.
But I hope that the other 99%, as they go into our facilities, whether it's for a procedure or to see your primary care physician, to have some grace with your staff that are taking care of you, and they'll really appreciate that. And I just want to recognize all of them.
Yeah, and I think it's important to understand too, and that's why we bring up the staffing shortages, that, you know, that these people are, you know, nurses and doctors and everything are working hard to get people in and get them seen and get their whatever needs they have medically that taken care of and everything, and then get on to the next patient. And sometimes that might mean a little bit of a wait, but I mean, I think it's important for people to have, I guess, it's for patients to have patience, I guess is the way to say it. You know? So. But yeah, it's certainly got to be tough for you guys, and I'm glad that it wasn't it was a serious threat, but it wasn't, you know, nothing that escalated to something even worse. So
no, we're very fortunate for that.
Anything else you want to add, Kevin, before we let you go?
No, I really appreciate the time that you're taking to talk to me.
Absolutely. Well, I know we're going to be talking again on a monthly basis, and we'll talk to you again after the Labor Day weekend. So enjoy that and have a great rest of the summer, which has been kind of, you know, hit or miss as far as summer is concerned, but enjoy what we got.
Yep, when it gets here.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again next month. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thank you.
Kevin Kalchek, the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center, Sue, joining us this morning here on 1230 WSOO.